joined now by ILEC's men's coach, Troy Larson. Your team comes up just short, 78-74, to DMAC, number one team in the country. You guys, number eight, and it was back and forth like we expected.
Yeah, you know, pretty good college basketball game. I thought they, you know, they jumped on us. They had that one run in the first half, and that was probably the game, you know, where they were up, whatever, 12 or 13. But we showed some pretty good fight and pretty good resiliency there and stuck with it. And we're able to come back in the first half and make it respectable there at halftime. And then, you know, we had numerous chances in the second half as well. So, but tip your hat to DMAT. They're a good college basketball team. They're better than anybody else right now in our league. And they played like it.
Yeah, they were able, like you said, to go on those runs, especially second half, first half. You guys do take the lead in that second half, but they just kind of storm back and take it right back kind of in that 10-minute mark of the second half. And we were kind of talking beforehand, free throws, probably the big key tonight. They went 23 of 32, 10 of 22 for you guys. So a lot of points left on the floor, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, we get some guys that get fouled, and we got a couple of the guys that get fouled a lot that are not good free throw shooters, you know, but I kind of thought the ones that really hurt us tonight were, you know, we had Dylan at the line, we had Ryan at the line, and they unfortunately weren't able to capitalize. And that's in moments where it just makes the game completely different. You know, it takes a 5-point lead to a 3-point lead or a 4-point lead to a 2-point lead, and it just changes the structure of it. You don't see any doubt out of DMAC. You saw doubt from us a little bit at times tonight, and doubt in who's going to shoot it, and doubt in how we're going to get into something, or, you know, and I just, they're better than us right now, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, we have 3.5 weeks before the regional tournament. I'm hoping that we can figure a few things out and be better than them at that time. But as of right now, they're better than us.
Yeah, and looking at your schedule now, you continue just the tough conference schedule. ICCAC, you get to play Indian Hills twice this year. First one going to be this Saturday on the road. They're actually leading the conference record-wise, so what do you know about them?
You know, I haven't – it's my assistants have the scout done already for – you know, I just know they're uber-talented and very athletic. So it'll be – I mean, we're going to have to go down there, and we're going to have to play a lot better than what we played the last two games. Nobody in their right mind would ever schedule, you know, at Kirkwood, home against DMAC, and then at Indian Hills, but that's the schedule that we have. So we just got to, you know, I was telling our coaches after, you know, we were sitting at 10-3 with this stretch coming up, I said, fellas, you know, one, we're not playing very good because we weren't. And I said, secondly, we really have to do a good job of coaching this basketball team right now, and we have to coach them through some adversity. Because we could easily be 10-6 and still be a pretty good basketball team and still have a lot of stuff to play for. So, it's tough. It's a tough stretch. I told the guys in the locker room afterwards, we have to believe in each other more now than we have previously. We have to care more about it now than what we did previously. And all those things are hard for young men when you're disappointed, you know. So I think we got the right type of character guys in there. I know we got the right staff to that will do that, and we just got to try to get them better.
All right, any final thoughts on this one?
No, just appreciate everything you guys do, Tim. Thanks for coming over and appreciate it. We'll try to be better the next time out.
All right, well, best of luck on Saturday. Tough matchup against Indian Hills.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
That is Coach Larson joining us. DMAC wins this one 78-74.